truth. I want to speak about a man that was a truth seeker, a metaphysical expert who greatly valued the development of character, an uncompromising and unflinching man in the search of and spreading of truth. That man was Jesus. He's someone I've always been very interested in, but as a man and not as a super being who walked on water, whose message I believe has become watered down because of these stories, which many feel they have to believe. Why? We can start right here in our search for truth. If someone is indeed a super being, we can never match up, and so we blindly follow, hoping that by following we can somehow be excused of the real work that he did indeed attempt to impart upon us. Perhaps some of that magic will rub off, we believe. These super being stories also pave the way for a misguided hierarchy who claim to speak in his name, such as we have seen within Christianity past and present. Truth becomes a superficial mode of following, and not the real work it takes to constantly uncover it. Truth can never be found in an external idea, but only from within us. Everything is on us, not a legend or a fantasy. The desire to follow someone we deem more powerful than us is just a continuation of a habit we already currently live. We've just incorporated it somewhere else, and so a cycle is repeated. So the truth, where is it found? Pontius Pilate asked the question, what is truth? Pontius Pilate was the best attested Roman governor of Judea, who is confronted by the task of what to do with the then prisoner, Jesus. And he asks him, who are you? And Jesus replies, I am here to show or to speak the truth. And Pilate says, what is truth? And Jesus doesn't answer him because the question comes in the wrong place and is itself a statement from the ego. Pilate represents ego. Ego itself through power and materialism. The ego is the denial of a deeper reality. When Jesus says, I'm just here to speak the truth, the egoic mind cannot understand the truth, or more accurately, is created to and enhanced to actually deny the truth. And in the Western world, we spend much of our time trying to find the truth through our own ego, but then create justifications and excuses to deny it once we come close to it. And so suffering continues. So it's really important to know that the egoic mind was created to deny truth. What is truth has no answer if asked from a position of denying truth. The answer is already denied. Yet part of us is the truth. It wants truth, represents truth, and there is part of us who says what is truth, our own ego. The undeniable truth is what we cannot look at. It eventually shouts so loudly that nothing else can be seen or heard. Truth is not found in the self-congratulatory elements of life, the pats on the back we love to receive from ourselves and from others. It's found in the eyes of the face in the mirror. The worst aspects of ourselves we keep hidden, but eventually are not hidden at all. And it's extremely uncomfortable at times because it makes the ego run for cover, or it will come out fighting in a host of preconditioned reactions that speak through excuses and justifications. It takes courage, huge courage, more than most will attempt to muster, because it involves a death, the death of the fragile ego. So much to gain from this, but the ego will focus only on what it's going to lose. The reality behind the eyes in the mirror reveal the bully who always says it's everyone else's fault. The person that treats their children badly or manipulates them for their own benefit is there too. Or the self-righteous person who loves to lecture to others, who secretly has affairs, secretly watches porn and has other addictions, and always has a motive and is manipulating people to suit their own needs. And then there's the one that plays the victim, accusing everyone else of being a monster, yet not wanting to see they themselves have become a monster too. And the emotions that coincide with these traits are all there too. Jealousy, hatred, anger, all encompassed within a fear-based sense of inadequacy. It's all there behind the face in the mirror if we have the courage to really look. And Jesus said, do not deny evil. And what he meant was, do not suppress or deny these feelings and behaviors, because every time we do, we make them stronger and it disempowers us even further. What we can't look at will eventually consume us.
Thank you for listening. For more information, go to www.simonlee.online.